Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that I hope you'll use. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can watch my videos. We have a new video, at least one a week. One a new one a week. And it's right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Grace Marie Turner has been with us since 1998. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're coming up on her 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. You and I have been together longer than you and Douglas have, haven't we, Grace
Marie? That's right. Douglas and I have been married 11 years.
Hey, Grace Marie, thank you for hanging out with me. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, folks, as you know, one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy, and nobody works harder, pound for pound, nobody does more to bring reason and logic to the debate about what we should be doing with healthcare reform. Grace Marie, one of the things I wanted to ask you about quickly before we get to the healthcare, you were just at CPAC, the Republican Conservative Action Committee, Conservative Political Action Committee group in Washington last week. Marco Rubio, the junior senator from Florida, spoke. And what did you think about his presentation?
I'm telling you, he was the guy who lit up that conference. He had about 25 minutes, which is really amazing, in the main ballroom, you know, thousands of people, C-SPAN. He pulls the speech out of his pocket, puts it on the platform, and so far as I can tell, never looked at it again.
Wow.
Gave an absolutely spectacular speech touching, you know, the big issues, the mega issues facing our country. He talks about his personal biography and why this country is so, why he's so passionately patriotic about America. He literally, if people were on their feet numerous times during his speech, not only the leader of the future, I think he has a very good chance after that performance, I think, of being seriously considered to be a vice president.
A lot of people are calling him a VP prospect.
Oh,
he's awfully young, isn't he? How old is he? Do you know?
Well, I don't think he's pushing 40.
Okay. Hey, Grace Marie, you're pushing 42, but I'm not, and so that's still pretty young to me. Hey,
it's pretty young.
Well, good for him.
Fabulous.
Keep
your eye on Rubio.
So, folks, we'll have to keep our eyes on him. Grace Marie, the Obamacare, you and I have discussed it many times on the show. We know about most of the things that are going on with it, except recently there was a new brouhaha that came up over President Obama making some declarations about how to handle contraception as a healthcare issue, and as it impacts and affects the religious organizations like hospitals and schools and orphanages and things like that. Especially the Catholic groups have come out and had a little problem with this. Tell us what's going on, please.
Well, and it's about much more, Jim, than contraception. It's about the government telling anybody who provides health coverage, and of course everybody's required to have it, will be required to have it under Obamacare, the government dictating what must be covered under health insurance. And it's not just contraceptive coverage, it's also sterilization and drugs that lead to abortion. Well, there is no way the Catholic Church or any Catholic organization can pay for that as part of its, quote, health plan.
One of the things that they kept talking about in terms of contraception without saying it was that it does include the morning after pill, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, no, they do say it. In fact, the bishops have said that abortion patients are
also... No, I mean, Obama's, the other side, they typically don't mention that. They just call it contraception.
That's right, and it's about much more than contraception. It's about whether or not the Catholic Church is going to be required to pay for drugs and services that it considers
to the employees of their organizations, not the patients, but the employees.
So and this is, by the way, Jim, showing why this law is so wrong for America. This was not even anything that was written in the law.
Hmm.
This was something that the Department of Health and Human Services derived as an interpretation in one of its truly endless powers.
This is one of the subsequent. This is one of the subsequent mandates that they've come up with,
yes,
after the law has been passed.
That's right.
Which, as you say, is an indicator of the kind of things we're going to have. I loved what you called it. You called this a centipede that's going to have multiple shoes waiting to drop, and this is one of those shoes that are dropping, isn't it?
And what the administration tried to do on Friday was to say, okay, well, you're not going to have to pay for these preventive services. We'll just tell the health insurance companies they have to provide them for free.
Right.
Well, let's think that through, Mr. President, who doesn't understand the first thing about economics. That's a constitutional violation of the taking clause.
Right.
That's saying that a private company has to provide something under dictate of the federal government for no compensation. Well, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to wind up raising the premiums for everybody to cover this, and the premiums are going to wind up going up for Catholic hospitals and Catholic schools and Catholic institutions.
Yep.
This is a non-solution. They did not even consult the bishops before they issued it on Friday.
Mm-hmm. But they think this is a compromise. They think this is an adjustment. And
By the way, they never used that word. They said accommodation.
Yeah.
They never said They did not want it to seem mm-hmm. that the federal government had compromised with the Catholic Church.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Grace Marie, give us the website, please.
Go to GALEN.org. And for people who really want to follow this, actually the website that is aggregating a lot of good stories on this is National Review. So go to nationalreview.com.
So,
you could also get there through our website at GALEN.org.
Check it out. And the book is there, too, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Quick break. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.